Go ahead. Make my day.
It's not a tumor.
Here's looking at you, kid.
I'm ready for my close-up.
Do not go in there. Woo!
Happy Friday, CGIMers! If you're in Montreal, strap on them skates, pull up your slush pants, and roast a hot dog or two. It's the Cinema Smackdown with me, Rowdy Wrestling's Tony Stabile. Guys, I'm coming down from Deadpool. Have you seen it yet? Or are you one of those weird recluses who chose to stay in and not do anything with their Valentine's Day? Or if you did and your girlfriend wasn't particularly happy about that move, here's something that'll certainly help her on the Netflix box as you save some money this weekend. Slow Learners, directed by Dan Argott and Sheena M. Joyce. This flick stars Adam Pally, who's rocking a very odd-looking Joaquin Phoenix look with his hair and glasses. Slow Learners follows two friends as their failing love lives leads them to make a pact to each other to transform that, make it better, and they embark on some really weird, boozy, sex-fueled campaign to take it in their hands. IMDb actually calls this movie an awesome train wreck, but as we all know here on the Cinema Smackdown, I'll be the judge of that. This movie does start off with some fantastic bonus points as fellow film critic and daughter of Ghostbusters director Ivan Reitman, Catherine Reitman, is in this thing. Damn, she gets a two-syllable damn on this one. Beautiful lady, and some funny moments with her. Now, what worked in Slow Learners? First and foremost, this is a romantic comedy, so the writing had to, and thankfully, it did. And I really feel that big Hollywood should be paying attention to these smaller indie-style flicks instead of just rehashing the same script over and over and over for Katherine Heigl to just vomit over. So good on them for that. Another thing that worked really well for this is its pacing. This has the very, I'm going to call it new style pacing, where a movie will go ahead and still give us those MTV moments where it's fast, 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 but still know when to hold on to a scene and let us enjoy the kind of awkward humor that it does give to everybody. Now, speaking about the awkward humor, that's the flip side into things that didn't quite work. For any big fans of Adam Pally, this is not the ABC TV show Happy Endings. You know, the one with Alicia Cuthbert and that hot, angry intern from Scrubs. You're not going to get the same sort of quick, witty humor that came along with the awkward takes of Adam Pally. And I believe her name was Penny on the show. I forget that actress's name. So you're unfortunately not going to be treated to those sorts of things. But it's a very, very good left-hand turn of what you're expecting from Adam Pally. And it's good to see him try different things where he's not the know-it-all sort of character. So the lowdown behind Slow Learners is this flick is a straight-up, dopey, good-hearted, genuinely predictable love story that hits all the right marks at all the right moments and isn't shy to blow some crude humor in your direction when they're allowed. This is certainly worth every penny of your roommate's Netflix subscription bill. Other flicks to be released into the cinema so they can lose to Deadpool this weekend are Race. This is a biodrama about Jesse Owens' quest to become the greatest track and field athlete in the history as he's on the main stage for the 1936 Olympics when he faces off against Adolf Hitler's version of Aryan supremacy. This is directed by Stephen Hopkins. It stars Stefan James, Jason Sudeikis, and Eli Gorey. Then we have Risen, the retelling of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ as told by the eyes of a non-believer. This was written by Kevin Reynolds. It stars Joseph Fiennes, Tom Feldman, and Peter Firth. And finally, we're finishing off this week's new releases with The Witch, written and directed by Robert Eggers. This stars Anya Taylor-Joy, Ralph Ineson, and Kate Dickey. This follows a family in the 1630s New England as they're torn apart by forces of witchcraft, black magic, and possession. And that's your Cinema Smackdown for this week. Check out the Rowdy Wrestling Podcast over at TonyStabile.com and iTunes as I have masked wrestler Mystify on. I'm Tony Stabile. Have an awesome weekend and a great night at the movies.